Tell me if we're on air, otherwise I don't know, do I? Well, if you agreed to work in the same room as me instead of locking yourself in the office, what? Right now? Okay. Hello, Corbion C, and welcome to Inside Time. Yes, it's that time again. Time for you to cozy up to your space heater in your bare living room after your estranged aunt stole all your furniture and put it out at the end of the pier. Yes, we're talking to you, Marcus. Our research shows that radio listeners respond well to specific and relatable audio content, and here on Inside Time, we can be trusted to deliver. Every day. At the same time. For the last year. With no evidence that anyone's listening. Never had a caller. No, actually, we did once. I look back fondly on the day Linda called us by accident and cried down the line. Come back, Linda. I know how you feel. How's your dog? Anyway, coming up on the show, a reading of our continuously expanding poem. And we are proud to bring you a special guest interview with none other than Stephanie Wayne. But isn't she an awful criminal, you may ask? Yes, indeed she is. Stephanie Wayne, who has caused so much trouble for the kind people of Corbion C, has now been apprehended, and she'll be confessing her sole responsibility for releasing those deadly monsters that destroyed so many of your friends and family last year. We can safely assure you that it was all entirely her fault, and she'll admit that very soon. In related news, we've had reports that some of you are physically expressing dissatisfaction with the iron toll booths that now control traffic in and out of town. We'd like to reassure you that these are a necessary precaution to keep you safe from notorious criminal Stephanie Wayne. So, settle down, Corbion C. Go home. Stay inside. Tell your friends to tune in. Stephanie Wayne is to blame. We've never had a guest before. No, just me and Simon, the producer. Here in this large, empty, windowless government location. Simon in his little office, raising his voice at me into my headphones. Me in this big room. Once upon a time filled with happy families, friends, and parties. Reminding me of my family, who I haven't seen in a very long time. No, it's fine, Simon. Stephanie Wayne constantly talked about personal matters on Outside Time, and most of Corby listened to her, as you keep reminding me. No need to swear, Simon. My life would be interesting if I didn't spend all of it in here with you. Anyhow, regular listeners, if we have any, will be happy to hear that we've settled into our new studio. After our previous one was violently destroyed by criminal rebels within minutes of its location being revealed on air. We can, of course, only blame supporters of Stephanie Wayne for the destruction. Thankfully, we escaped unharmed. Physically. So, we'll keep our new location secret for now. We love to be on the safe side here on Inside Time. We're inside. Are you? Are you? You'd better be.
Going on. No way! I am not wearing the shoes! All right, calm down. I'll wear the shoes.
Oh, good! The guards have brought Stephanie Wayne into our studio. Thanks for that! You can bring her over here. Yes, just untie her hands and leave the shoes behind the reception desk. Cheers. Not long until that interview, then. I feel lucky to be entrusted with such an important task. To finally bring definitive clarity to dispel the myth that Stephanie Wayne is some kind of hero. I've always wanted to make a positive difference to the lives of others with this show. And look at me now, bringing you a scoop. A big moment. An unmissable audio event. But first, it's time for a public service announcement. This is a public service announcement. Certain recent events broadcast on the radio featured illicit and illegal activities, such as boat rides onto the mainland, journeys into the forest, and talk of anti-capitalist lifestyles. It is our understanding that a small number of residents of Corbion Sea reacted to these events with joy and hope. We would like to remind residents that joy in any form is a danger to your health and the health of those around you. We therefore recommend that you experience safer government-approved emotions such as calm, cooperation, furtive productivity, leukerly, and purple. So, put all that joy behind you and get purple today. Well, hopefully all that preamble has gained us a few new listeners. Are you excited to hear Stephanie Wayne's live on-air confession? Live and on air. It's strange to be so near her. To see her with my own eyes, tying her shoelaces mere meters away. The moment has come. What a responsibility. Speaking of palms being sweaty, we are proud to bring art and culture into your homes. And it's time for some of that right now. It wouldn't be Inside Time without our continuously expanding poem, Inside is Better Than Outside. Today, a new verse has been added. What could be more compelling than some original, fresh lyric poetry? Inside is better than outside. Indoors has many things that outdoors doesn't. Indoors has no snakes. Indoors has no beaches. Indoors has no pulsing oblong shadows that come out at dusk. Indoors is better than outdoors. Indoors has no grass, unless you followed government guidelines to install subsidised astroturf in your living rooms, which is heavily discounted and available from the .gov online shop and Centre for Tourism, free delivery with a Corby postcode. Indoors is better than outdoors. Indoors has no illegal boat rides to the mainland, which did not happen. Indoors has no offensive journeys through the forest, which did not happen. Indoors has doors. Outdoors has no doors, unless they're doors to indoors. And everyone likes doors. They keep things in. They keep things out. They've got those slots in them where you put in a small metal object and turn it to lock the door and to unlock the door. What are those metal objects called? Listeners, if you know what those metal objects are called, do call in. It's been a while since we've heard from any of you. I could really do with one of you calling in to tell me the answer. It's been bugging me for weeks. I'm sure that any second now the phone will ring. Wouldn't that reassure us that you are listening? That our show means something? That you appreciate the positive difference we make to your lives?
Do I sit here?
Yep.
Okay then.
Yes. Where was I? Doing a job that is important, vital, and respected. I'm sure the phone will ring. Any second. Any second. And that was our poem.
Sorry, what is this?
That was our poem.
Is this all part of the kidnap? It's not entirely clear at this point. Are you wearing the shoes too?
I am obliged to make clear that there was no kidnap. Your detention is a lawful and justified handover.
No, it felt very kidnappy. I mean, they locked me in that room for 2 days. Well, I think it was 2 days. It was hard to tell with all the windows blacked out. On the positive side, I've not slept so well in weeks.
Sorry.
Sorry? That makes a change. I bet Bridie isn't sorry for handing me over in exchange for cash. Shocking, because she seemed so lovely. You just can't trust anyone these days. Everyone wants something from you.
We are live on air with Stephanie Wayne.
Oh God, really? You're doing radio? This is a radio station.
Welcome.
but why are we in a...
safe and secure secret location that should not be revealed for our own safety.
Secret? Not sure why they blindfolded me in the car. It's pretty obvious what building we're in. Where's your producer?
He likes to keep some distance. He's in his office. But he is listening and giving me helpful audio guidance.
So this is how radio happens now, on a trestle table with a laptop and a mini mixing desk.
I'll admit, it's not what I signed up for, but what matters is the unmissable quality content that we bring to listeners.
Are you okay? You're sweating through your mutton chops. It's not even that warm in here.
I am perfectly fine.
Are you sure you don't need a tissue for your... your entire face? No, okay. Okay, yeah, sleeve works too.
It must be time for our live interview. I'm happy to hear from my producer that record numbers are tuning in. Welcome to all 10 of you. As promised, our guest, Stephanie Wayne, will answer a few simple questions.
I've got a few simple questions, actually, like, will you let me go, please? And what even is this show?
I have prepared some documents to help this run smoothly.
Oh, for me? Oh, a bit sweaty. So, these are your questions? And the answers as well? Okay. If I was hosting this, I'd say that including the answers is a very helpful gesture. Keeps guests on track, stops them rambling, but I don't like the look of these answers.
So, let's get started.
I'd quite like you to let me go, actually, if that's an option. Is that an option? I think it should be an option.
Not really.
Worth a try.
Stephanie Wayne, do you admit sole responsibility for releasing monsters that reduced residents and friends of the government to puddles of flesh and blood?
I'm sorry, sole responsibility? Absolutely not.
As
I had nothing to do with it.
As you can see on the question and answer sheet, that is not the correct answer.
But the answer on here isn't true. I've done nothing wrong. Like I've been saying to your stony-faced men outside, I am innocent.
But you're a guilty criminal who's been on the run for over a year, avoiding the scene of your hateful crime.
No, that's all wrong. It's my biggest wish to return to my beloved town. My loyal listeners know that. As soon as I realised I'd been tricked, well, after they brought me out of the van and took the bag off my head, I held on to the hope that I'd return to Corbeil-on-Sea. That thought kept me going through dark times of being alone in that room with my thoughts. You're not going to take me back there, are you? I thought you were releasing me, but now I'm here. What even is this?
Are you a guilty criminal who organised an illegal outdoor party where monsters destroyed the guests?
No, that was a collective, spontaneous gathering, and the destruction was a separate but overlapping event, a very unwelcome gate crash.
Did you announce your party and broadcast it on live radio? We have the recording.
Okay. Yes, it was my party, but that doesn't make me a criminal. It was to show the government, to show you that you couldn't keep us in the dark anymore, and then all those people died after. So, well, when I say it like that, it does sound quite bad, doesn't it? I'm a reporter and a truth teller, but if I don't tell the truth, then what am I? If I don't think about the things I've done, then I'd be like you, one of the villains, the corrupt...
Villains?
I did a lot of thinking when I was alone in that room. This whole time, I believed I was running towards something, but maybe you're right. Maybe I was running away. What's happened? You're staring.
There's a caller on the line.
Well, thank goodness for that. It was getting a little intense and dark, wasn't it? That's not what radio is for. Aren't you going to answer it?
My producer is suggesting quite strongly that I shouldn't answer. I will continue with the interview.
Oh, don't listen to your producer. I never do. Is it that button there?
I've waited so long for a caller, for a sign that our show is treasured by its listeners.
Go on then. They might never call back.
I'm not meant to press it. It's not up to me to
decide. Press the button!
Hello?
Stephanie.
Hello?
Ingrid!
It worked.
Ingrid, you have to get me out of here. I was starting to think personal things, Ingrid, thinking them out loud on the radio.
No. It's not Ingrid, it's Ingloria.
Oh, right. I understand. Hello, Ingloria. Nice to meet you for the very first time ever. Where are you? I'm in a radio studio, sort of.
Hello, Ingloria. I'm Arno. I know you didn't ask for my name, but I'm the host, keeping the show on track and running smoothly. Are you a long-time listener?
No.
Oh, how disappointing.
No, I'm calling because I used to work in radio. I'm interested in your setup. You're not in a normal studio, are you? Feel free to answer that question, Stephanie.
Actually, we're in a temporary studio location which we can't reveal for
safety
reasons.
Yes, we could come
under
attack, Ingloria, if our location was revealed, and anyone could come walking in here to take me away from this alien scenario of being interviewed on government radio.
When I worked in radio, we had these portable radio transmitters.
That's so interesting.
No, you see, if I had managed to conceal a radio transmitter on my person in Gloria, it would have been broken when I was put in the van. Hypothetically.
Okay, so the location's nothing like the old studio. Is it bigger?
Yes, from the inside, it's a very large space, sort of up the main road out of Corbion-sea.
Main road out of town, a big building, purpose built?
Ingloria, I'm not sure I'm quite following. So you say you work in radio and you're interested in our setup. I can give you a rundown of our tech equipment. We've got quite a basic situation here at being a temporary studio. It's actually a little embarrassing.
Fascinating. Ingloria, did you ever have work parties at fun indoor locations where games can be played?
I did, yes. Several. Which location do you mean?
Well, one in particular, one you might remember. What? No, of course, you wouldn't remember that because you weren't there and you don't know me. But one was a Christmas party. It must have been around this time of year. Our team wore pudding hats and I got my fingers stuck in one of the balls which nearly dragged me halfway down the... What happened?
My producer has cut off the call. He seems to think I wasn't in control of the situation.
Well, clearly he's not a very good producer. The caller and I were just getting to know each other.
He's talking about coming down. He has something to say.
Good. I'd like to have a word. This is all very unprofessional. I get that you're keeping me captive, but the listeners can just switch off if they're not enjoying it. They've put their trust in you. Radio is sacred. Why are you taking your headphones off? Is it over?
This is horrific.
Yes. It's not a very good show, is it? I didn't want to say anything.
It's not. It just isn't. I've been so nervous.
Oh, that explains all the sweating. That's one mystery solved, at least. Maybe you can let me go now, if we're not doing the interview anymore. I was in the middle of my journey home.
My second caller ever, and she wanted to talk to you, not me. Of course, you're someone people trust. They believe in you.
They do?
I felt that every time I was on your show.
On my show? Oh, the public service announcements. I thought you sounded familiar. Suddenly this all makes slightly more sense.
You remember my voice? You look exactly as I imagined, Stephanie. I've listened to all of your work, Outside Time, Drive Time.
And a fan. I so rarely get to meet fans. Now would be a good time to tell whoever's in charge of all this to let me go.
Am I a villain, Stephanie? I started doing this because I wanted to help people. This isn't right.
No, it's not.
You've done nothing wrong. You give people hope. And I'm getting in your way.
Finally!
Meeting you, seeing you makes it all so much more real. Listeners don't want to hear me. You should be out there making radio, radio that matters.
Exactly. Tell the listeners I'm innocent. They need to know, even if we both get taken away, even if it's the last thing we do, we have a duty to tell them the truth. Oh dear, he's gone very pale. Well, listeners, I continue to stand in defiance. This radio host, Armand... Almand?
Arno.
Arno, really? Weird. I'm usually good with names. Okay, this radio host, Armand...
Arno.
Arno knows that I am innocent. He'll help me find a way home. I will return to you, Corbion. Oh, no, don't go under the table. You're meant to help me get out of here. I thought that was what we were doing. I just did a speech.
I should take back what I said.
No, you can't. You just said that all on air. You've got to help me escape now. Okay, since he's gone under the table, listeners, I don't even know who's listening to this. I hope you're my listeners and not government bods and hostile parties out to get me. Listeners, Ingrid, if you're out there, I still believe that I will find a way out of this. They can't keep me captive forever. I am innocent. I have to keep hoping. I have to believe that some of you are out there hoping for my return as well. When I heard the seagulls that first morning after they took me away, I was filled with hope. Slight dread, but mainly hope. Hope that I would soon return home.
I can't do this.
Well, I am committed to the truth. I am no criminal. I should tell you what happened in case they don't make it out. In case they leave me in that room again for who knows how long this time. You need to know what happened. It's all a bit of a blur. I think I was in the back of Max's ice cream van. I always thought of him as a leading revolutionary, but it seems some things might have changed since I've been away. I've had a lot of time to think in that room, and it's possible, isn't it? It could have been Max's van. Think about it. Who knows what happens to ice cream vans when the season is over? Maybe they all congregate and do evil deeds, like in that film, The Snowman, when all the snowmen gather under city bridges and plot to overthrow the gas and electricity companies to protest climate change. Maybe this is like that, but with ice cream vans and helping the government. That made more sense in my head. Listeners, the side door to the office is opened. I don't know what that means for me. If this is still even broadcasting, if you're still listening, there's a man in a hat with a guitar. He's looking straight at me, listeners, and moving towards me. He's... Simon? But you fell. Oh, we took you to the hospital. We were sure you'd... You're alive. And producing a radio show. Standing in front of me and staring quite intensely. Simon, we're old friends, aren't we? Your host is currently broken under the table, but if he wasn't, he'd tell you this is all a mistake. You have to help me get out of here. I think I might even have missed you a little bit, with your stares and the way you appear silently in rooms and your hat. Another fetching one there, by the way, really brings out the red in your face. Simon, say something. Simon?
Stephanie, I've been sat here wondering if we'd ever see you again. Stephanie, you could have stayed on that boat and lived your life with the fisher folk. While you were living the high sea life, writer's block plagued my mind. I could barely write a song. When I fell from that tree, my life changed instantly. The words just wouldn't come. Stephanie, now that I see you, I'm starting to find my tune. Stephanie, I thought that we could be the perfect pair on an FM frequency. But like those muscles you tore us apart, why couldn't you just play it smart? We had a really good thing. You think that you'll get your own way, there's nothing left and go beyond sea. This fight is a fight you can't win. Stephanie, no, I'm not done here. There's a lot of things that I have left to say. Stephanie, you really fuck things up, like my life, my music, and my job. When we first met, I thought you were cool. I thought that you would play by the rules. We'd sit here and do a radio show. It's simple. became clear you were a troublemaker, nonconformist and a government hater. Why oh why was I stuck with you, Stephanie? Stephanie, why oh why was I stuck with you, Stephanie? Stephanie, why oh why was I stuck with you?
Wow. Well, that was a lot to take in, wasn't it? A whole year without writing a song until you saw me. Wasn't sure which way it was going to go towards the end. You don't want to see me locked up, though. You can write me more songs if you like. Is that a yes?
Simon, you should have told me. You should have told me you were angry with Stephanie and not me.
Well, also inspired by me, no? Again, hard to interpret the staring.
Inspired to be brave and bold. We could get out of here, all of us. Set up a new show, one that listeners love. You would host it, of course, Stephanie. And we won't have to work in a bowling alley. We'll have a... Oh, no. Are we still on air? Simon, you have to tell me, otherwise I don't know. Why can't we have an on-air sign like a normal studio? We have the budget.
What's happened?
It might be fine. They might not attack us again.
Attack us?
The rebels.
But aren't we rebels?
We are. We are. I'm a rebel now. Don't look at me like that, Simon. I am. I want to do good in this world.
We'll explain that you're on our side now. You're a fan. Listeners, he is not to be targeted. We have everything under control.
Oh, God. No. It's happening again.
Stephanie!
It's not rebels. It's Ingrid. Over here.
Step away from her. I'm armed.
Please don't shoot.
You deciphered my clues. Listeners, Ingrid seems to have crawled out of the end of the bowling lane. Where did you get those guns, Ingrid? Impressive.
Get away from her. Stand in the corner. Next to the arcade machines. Now!
No, Ingrid, it's okay. It turns out he's a fan and he's helping me escape.
I'm not even surprised you got kidnapped. Every stranger is a friend to you.
Bridie was a minor blip in my instincts. You can put the gun down now, Ingrid. That man in the hat.
Facing the wall. Tell me where the guards are.
Just two outside the main entrance. Please don't.
What about entrances and exits?
There's an emergency exit. It's unguarded, so you...
Oh, cool. I didn't actually have to drag myself in under lane 10. Great. Come on, Steph, get behind me.
No, it's okay. That man in the hat is Simon.
Hey, get back! Simon? Why didn't you tell me it was Simon? How can it be Simon?
You didn't have to shoot him. He and I were making plans together.
He was turning, pointing the guitar. It looked like he was going to hurt you. Simon?
Oh, God, what have you done? He's dead.
Well, he can't be.
No, you shot him in the face. He's definitely dead.
He was alive. But I had nightmares. Yeah, I thought I'd killed him.
You have now.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Simon, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Simon. I mean, I know we had our differences, but I... Oh, God, it's really happening now!
Oh, yes, also, the building may be under attack, so we should probably go.
Oh, you couldn't have told me that first.
Well, there's been a lot going on, and you waving a gun around wasn't helping.
It's important to be prepared.
They could be friendly rebels.
Well, do you want to stay and find out if they are?
No, I'll get my sandals.
Seriously, who gives a shit about sandals? Let's move.
I can't make my long-awaited return to Corbion Sea in bowling shoes, can I? Until very soon, listeners.
Come on, Steph.
I am innocent.
Run!
This episode of The People Outside was written by Naomi Obang. Arno was played by Tom Lyle. Ingrid was played by Bella Heesim. And Stephanie was played by me, Helen Duff. Stuck was an original song written and performed by Charles Craggs. Sound design by Kieran Lucas. The producer was Oliver Seymour, and the creative director was William Drew. Series 2 of The People Outside is made with the support of Arts Council England. Visit our website, www.thepeopleoutside.com to find out more and listen to other episodes.